5 minutes ago, my phone, my smartphone, started to go ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding. And that means, of course, that I'm getting text messages in. And I thought, well, who the heck is sending me text messages? They know I'm on the air. If anybody has my cell phone number, they're my friend, and they know that I'm on the air right now. So who is sending me these ba-ding, ba-ding, ba-ding text messages? Well, I checked my phone, and lo and behold, it's Jeff Katzer from Mitchell's Guide Service. And I thought, oh, boy, here we go. He's sending me pictures. He's sending me photos on this Friday afternoon. So sure enough, I thumbed through the text messages that Jeffrey is sending me, and I'm looking at the first picture, and it's a family of, oh, one, two, three, four, five, six people. They have a limit of walleyes, several of which are dandy, nice, fat walleyes. And I went, wow, that's impressive. So then I go to the next photo, and I see a gentleman holding up what appears to be about a 5-pound walleye, a 6-pound walleye. And the first thing I thought was, first of all, Jeff Katzer, you dog, you do this for a living. You make money going fishing. And second of all, wow, the fish are biting and the big fish are biting Devil's Lake. To see if my hunch is right, let us now bring in to the program our good friend Jeff Katzer from Mitchell's Guide Service on the shores of Devil's Lake, North Dakota. Hello, Jeffrey. Thanks for sending me those pictures, man.
Hey, I knew you were on the air, but everybody out there, I can talk the talk, but you got to see the walk. And this was a monumental day.
There you go.
Absolutely catastrophic, wonderful. Catastrophic doesn't really fit.
That's not the right word.
No, but I guess, well, it was kind of catastrophic. It was cold today, but we still managed. That big one was caught and released just as quickly as I could photograph it. It was just under 27 inches.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that was a family from South Carolina. They listen to us on KFGO all the way down in South Carolina. They can pick you up.
They do not. You're making that up.
Joking.
Come on now. Although
they
I guess
turn up the juice.
With the magic of the internet, I guess they could listen to us on their smartphone or on their iPad or on their computer.
Absolutely.
Because we can live stream. So it looked, Jeff, the last time I was up to Devil's Lake, I caught all kinds of fish. But they were all, and I'm not complaining, but they were all 14 to 18 inches long. Perfect eaters, but no big fish. It looks like the big ones have turned on again, huh?
Yeah, these guys got in my boat. Zippy had taken them out 2 or 3 days before. They were having like a little family reunion here, and the guy gets on my boat, and he's in, although you'll see the older guy there, kind of rough under the collar, and he's like, hey, just to let you know, kid. I'm going, oh, boy. We aren't keeping nothing unless it's 18 or bigger. Okay, this will be a great day. Let me see. Northwest winds gusting to 30 and a cold front with clouds. Yeah, I'll get on. Yeah, that'll be great. Well, I have tried a new lure, and it really came through for me, and we'll discuss it with everybody in a minute. But thank God for that. And we also tried crawlers, which worked today too, which you know I don't normally use crawlers. But one thing right. to remember, on a cold front, live bait is pretty much king, except for if you got an ace up your sleeve, which we happen to have an ace up our sleeves.
Well, so tell us what it is. You're teasing
you
us
know?
Here.
You want to know?
Well, what's
Does
the
everybody
big deal?
Know?
Yeah, tell us.
Northland Bait Company came out with this stuff called Impulse. I've been using it quite a bit. I didn't really know, you know, from one to another how it would be, and today it really shined. And the last couple days it's really shined, but we had a cold front condition, and that screams live bait, crawlers or leeches, on spinner rigs. Now, boys and girls, all we're doing right now is we're pulling a lot of spinners or slow death rigs, and I'm using Impulse. It's like a white twister tail with kind of a cut in the tail, so it kind of gives you the best of three worlds. You get scent, color, and the action of the little tail on there. The thing is phenomenal. I'm using two colors, white and like a fire tiger. And it's been absolutely amazing. I actually had one of your listeners, actually two, a Todd and a Troy. They actually got a hold of me. We talked about it a little bit last week, and I said I couldn't find it. Well, he was going to ship me a whole mess of stuff up, and those guys are really some super nice guys. So you can find it in the FM area for sure. And again, that's Impulse by Northland. Absolutely amazing stuff.
It's some of that artificial bait. And one thing I'm always amazed with at Devil's Lake is that I grew up like everybody else, Jeff, catching walleyes, or most cases trying to catch walleyes, on leeches or crawlers or minnows, depending on the time of year, depending on what I was trying to do. But Devil's Lake has really taught me, and you and the guys at Mitchell's Guide Service, whether it's Zippy or Tom Backer or Dave Randash or Pete Harsh. You guys are really kings of using this artificial stuff. You know, we've talked a lot in the past about Gulp, but it sounds like this Impulse now is something that you guys are on, and it works.
Yeah, it's been working great. Well, like, I cut a lot of our walleyes open and clean them, as we do at Mitchell's Guide Service. We always clean your catch when you go out with us. I looked inside, and the bellies of probably, we had 30 walleyes on the table between Bruce Bonser and myself, and everyone was chocked full of small perch about the same size of the Impulse baits we were using. So, you know, we ever hear the term match the hatch?
Ah.
That's exactly what we did here. Yeah, we matched the hatch. And, you know, to this day, do you ever sit there and you think, like, what's a crawler doing, being pulled? What does a fish think in a crawler is? How many night crawlers are just swimming around in the water? You know, that always blows my mind. I mean, yeah, there are angle worms that get washed in off the edges and things like that, but this thing looks just like what we're after. And get this, they actually have a microplankton baked into these lures.
Oh, okay. That's
it's really
cool.
Good. So the fishing has been phenomenal. Check us out on Facebook, on Mitchell's Guide Service. Check me out on Facebook, Jeff Katzer. You can call the resort at 701-662-5996. If you're looking for a trip of a lifetime, we have operators standing by. We are ready to take you guys out. We are really on a great, great bite. We are on the weirdest pike bite. Remember all the pike we were getting? They're even getting worse now. We're still averaging 50 a day.
Well, I think it's better in fishing lexicon. The more fish you catch, the better it is, not the worse it is, right?
Oh, they just tear our stuff up. Like, I'm tying my spinners. You know, here's a tip, boys and girls. Listen to this. Now, I'm tying my spinners with 25-pound fluorocarbon, and they're still biting through it.
You're fishing walleyes with 25-pound fluorocarbon, and then you're catching pike. You're doing that because you're catching so many pike, they're snapping you off.
Exactly. And, you know, the walleyes, too, have some pretty sharp teeth on them, too. And
yes.
You'd like to get a couple of, you know, fish on at least one spinner before it goes bye-bye down the drink. But I'll tell you what, I've done a couple other things. I've gotten a little larger with my blades. I'm using number 4, number 5 blade. I'm using a hammered gold, an orange, or a pink on cloudy days. Has been working good. You think to yourself, why gold on a cloudy day? I have no idea, but it's working. It doesn't seem right, but it works.
How fast do you go? Because I took somebody fishing earlier this summer, Jeff, and I learned from you, you know, when you're pulling a spinner around and you're doing, you know, go 1.3 miles per hour to 1.5 miles per hour. I've become a big advocate of speed now, moving a little bit. I like to cover water. I'm impatient. I'm jumpy. I don't like to just be going along at a half mile an hour. I want to move a little bit. The guy that I was fishing with said, my goodness, would you slow down? I mean, it's like we're trolling crankbaits. I said, no. Just stick with me. I'm doing 1.4. It's perfect. Just hang on. Just wait. Sure enough, we started catching fish. He said, I've been going like a half mile an hour. I've been going slow. I said, no. I said, cover water, man. If there's not a fish beneath your boat, move and find them.
Well, remember, and I know we relive this all the time, and everybody's probably getting sick of it, but this happened today. Remember last year when me and you would go over that pot of fish, and we'd spin and turn, and I'm like, hey, let's just start throwing some plastics here. Let's have some fun. Same thing today. They're in 100-yard area. The fish are really stacked up, so we just did that. I did not wet a line today. I couldn't do it with my clients. I was always taking a fish off or putting some impulse on or, you know, always doing something, but they were on the feed today. Something fierce, and they were on the feed last night pretty good too, so I'm kind of thinking this cold weather might be pushing them into something. I'm not positive yet. I haven't quite figured it out.
So how deep are the walleyes right now? Because when I was up there again a couple weeks ago, I was catching them on the roadbed still in, you know, 8 to 10 feet of water. Are they still in the shallow water, or do you catch them deeper, or what?
I am fishing them right alongside a weed edge. That speed you talked about, 1.3 to 1.5, ounce and a half bottom bouncer with your spinner, okay? Whatever you put on it, those speeds, Mike and I just said, next to a weed edge, 8 to 10 to 12 feet of water. Now, I'm not any deeper yet than 12 feet of water. Now, some guys are listening, hey, I just caught them in 25 feet of water. Absolutely. You probably could. I'm not. I've been shallow still, and we've been getting, I mean, that's why I sent you those pictures pre our broadcast here, just so you could see what kind of monumental day that we had today. I mean, it was crazy. That was by 10 o'clock in the morning, Mike.
Wow. All right. I mean, I'm coming up there in a couple of weeks, so I hope they keep biting until then.
Oh, it was a great time. Thanks to Mark Rohrer for coming up, too. It was a great time. A lot of your listeners are really, really coming up here, and we really appreciate you guys at KFGO and from your show. Thank you very, very much.
You bet, Jeffrey. We'll talk to you later, okay, buddy?
We'll see you later.
Yep, you bet. Jeff Katzer of Mitchell's Guide Service on Devil's Lake, North Dakota.